On they went until they came to some woods and a red barn. Then the tired old rabbit said something again. "What did you say?" asked Billy Beaver. "Oh, nothing." "Yes, you did too. I heard you." "Well, I just said that I could not see what is in front of us. You are so wide." "I can't help being wide," said Billy Beaver. "Beavers are always wide." "Oh," said the rabbit. On they rode, past a yellow house and a big garden. After a while, they came to a bumpy place in the road. Then the rabbit said something again. "What did you say this time, rabbit?" asked Billy Beaver. "Oh, nothing. But I heard you say something. What did you say?" "Well, I just said that the road is very bumpy here. It shakes me all around and bumps my tail." Then Billy Beaver called, "Whoa!" He looked around at the old rabbit. "You had better get out," he said. "Out," said the rabbit. "Why?" "If you don't like to ride, you had better get out and walk." "But I do like to ride," said the rabbit. "You keep saying things," said Billy Beaver. "You keep saying things very soft and low. You said that the cart is hard to sit on. You said that the fox walks slowly. You said that you could not see what is in front of us. And now you say that the road is bumpy. Better get out, rabbit. Better get out and walk." The tired old rabbit's ears went wiggle, wiggle. He looked at Billy Beaver. Then he got out, but he did not say a word.